This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McKee. Two somber milestones have been reached as the world continues to adjust to life with COVID-19. The number of deaths globally surpassed 600,000. In addition, the number of confirmed global infections hit 14 million and continues to rise well above that. The United States death toll is nearly 140,000, while the number of infections is more than 3.6 million. Millions more children in the United States are learning that they're unlikely to return to classrooms full-time in the fall due to the coronavirus pandemic. Officials were laying out new details Friday of what lies ahead after summer vacation. The announcements came as many states in the Sun Belt and elsewhere struggle to cope with a surge in the number of COVID-19 cases. In a sign of how the virus is galloping around the globe, the World Health Organization on Friday reported nearly a quarter million new cases in a single day. California laid out strict criteria for school reopenings that makes classroom instruction unlikely for most. Aid agencies are asking wealthy nations to support the UN's $10 billion appeal for life-saving aid to one-quarter billion people whose lives and livelihoods are threatened by the COVID-19 pandemic. A spokesman for the Office of the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Jens Lehrke, says that the devastation caused by the pandemic is too great to ignore by the world's rich countries. The first global humanitarian response plan for COVID-19 launched in March requested $2 billion. It was updated in May seeking $6.7 billion. And now this is the third iteration of that appeal. And as the emergency has increased, so has the amount of money needed to respond to it. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.